Coronavirus, Justin Trudeau shutting down Canadian border to foreign travelers. By Joshua Kaplan on March 16, 2020. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday announced that Canada is drastically restricting its borders as the country moves to prevent additional cases of the deadly coronavirus. Addressing reporters in Ottawa, Trudeau said the country is shutting down its borders to non-citizens, with the exceptions of permanent residents, diplomats, air crews, and U.S. citizens. The Prime Minister also said that airlines will prevent individuals from exhibiting coronavirus symptoms from entering an aircraft. That means anyone who has symptoms will not be able to enter Canada, he explained. Further, only four airports, Pearson International Airport, Vancouver International Airport, Montreal Trudeau Airport, and Calgary International Airport, will be allowed to receive international flights. Trudeau also re-upped a federal recommendation that Canadians abroad return home. If you're abroad, it's time to come back home, the Canadian leader said. If you have just arrived, you must self-isolate for 14 days. Trudeau was quarantined Thursday after his wife, Sophie Trudeau, tested positive for the coronavirus. In an emailed statement, the Prime Minister's office said Justin Trudeau, 48, was in good health and was exhibiting no symptoms of the disease but will be isolated for 14 days as a precaution. The Prime Minister will continue to fully assume his duties and will address Canadians tomorrow. It said, all orders of government will continue to work tirelessly and in close collaboration. Canada has a well-equipped public health system to deal with the spread of COVID-19. According to his office, doctors advise that he not be tested as he is not exhibiting symptoms and for the same reason there is no risk of infection to those he's been in contact with. Sophie Trudeau, 44, was tested earlier Thursday for COVID-19 and was placed in isolation with her husband as they awaited her test results, which came back positive, the Prime Minister's office said. The UPI contributed to this report.